Can this really be the end? To be stuck inside of Mobile with the Memphis Blues again.
Mona, welcome back to the Jeff Horst Show on FM Talk 106.5. Thanks for staying with us on this Friday morning, 34 minutes after the hour. Still to come on the program about an hour from now. We'll hear from April Marie Fogle, News Talk 93.1. Also, State Senator Chris Elliott. You want to stick around for that. Elliott, obviously, our returning champion. But joining us now, here we are. We get to hear from him from time to time. Very pleased to do so. He represents us here in the 1st Congressional District. My good friend, Congressman Jerry Carl. Congressman, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Jeff. I am fantastic.
I am glad to hear that. It's a delight for me to hear. Let's kick it off here, our eyes were glued to the televisions during the speaker elections, and it went on for a while, and then we were told coming out of that it's just going to be it won't be division between Republicans and Democrats. It's just you're going to have division within the Republican caucus. But as far as I could tell, Congressman, it looks like, at least thus far, maybe a little more than a month, about a month into this, things seem to be going pretty – the Republican caucus seems to be getting along pretty well these days.
We are, and it's been a delight, and we certainly hope it lasts full 24 months. No way of really knowing, but we got a few of those people spread out. The 12 that stood strong, we got them spread out on different committees. The steering committee got them placed in different committees. Everyone seems to be happy with that. They have a voice where they want to be heard. They're happy with that. And everything I've seen thus far has been nothing but positive. And I'll tell you something else I'm beginning to see, Jeff. I'm beginning to see a few of the Democrats that are crossing that aisle and voting with us. They're actually mingling with us, and we're having conversations now. And it's a ray of sunshine. It's well needed in this country. I know we think we have all the answers just because we have the answers, but the truth is we're not going to fix this country until we can all sit down and come up with an answer to that doesn't necessarily appease all of us, but it will actually fix the problem as a nation and not as individuals.
Well, you watch some of this, and it's times like this, Congressman, when the loyal opposition really kind of like jams, right? Like you may not be getting a lot of W's on the board, but you seem to be unified, and you're rallying, and you're getting, I guess, some ballot victories and things like that, and really showing the American people what's going on when you're this is how it was. It seemed like it was when Obama was president. Do you get that vibe? Well, you start to get some momentum here heading into maybe that next election cycle.
Well, theoretically, we've only been in control a month. In the month, we passed several key bills that we told the folks that we were going to do. Defunding the 87,000 IRS agents. We did it. We did exactly what we said we're going to do. We kicked it on to the Senate. So we've got a lot of those out of the way. And in the process, we've also been setting committees up. Most people don't understand, but the committees are actually are put together according to your majority in the House. And they'll kick that back and forth like a tennis ball. And then once the committee numbers are established, committees are established, then you start focusing on what your goals are going to be in the minority. So we have started that, and the ball has begun to move. And on natural resources, that's one that we got started early because we prepared earlier for it, knowing about what the numbers were going to be. And we're already targeting the drilling industry, trying to get them some help so we can get the fuel prices down. And, we're moving as fast as we can, but it feels like a snail's pace sometime. But there's a lot of moving parts right now.
Well, I mean, I don't think anybody expected the country to turn on a dime. But, it's Well, we hear from our listeners, they just want a little bit of pushback. And it's, they know that I think you guys aren't going to be able to pass things and, you know, and change everything like we would like. But the accountability mechanism, I think, is something people, and I guess it's just, it sounds to me like just, you're going to get there. Just give it some time.
Yeah, it's a patience game. I got moved over on appropriations. One of my subcommittees is foreign ops. So every dollar that's spent outside this country has got to pass through my subcommittee. So we're scrubbing. We're working hard trying to figure out what we consider wasted money. We're trying to figure out what's good money being spent. I'm on the banking committee. I mean, I'm on several committees. We'll do it on every committee. But we're trying our best to scrub that money down, as we refer to it, and bring that loose change back so we can start paying down some debt and get some stuff under control. Again, there's a lot of moving parts that you don't see that I'm excited about what we can do. You know, some of the stuff, you know, the wokeism, where we have all this money earmarked for woke programs. That's something that I'm targeting. I'm looking at. Why? Why are we giving... I'm just going to create this, but why are we giving armed services $1.5 million to push and promote woke programs? And we'll target that stuff and try to pull that back out of the budget and see where we go with it. If we can get enough put together, then we obviously will have to deal with the president and the Senate. And Jeff, I know you know well enough that sometimes the Senate's harder to work with than the president. So, we'll go at it. You know, we've got the cap issue that's coming up. Everybody keeps asking me where that's going to be. We've got a lot of negotiating before now and then before I can answer that.
Well, tell me something. The wokeism in the military, and I'm talking about this a little bit this morning already, but we were working on some stories here at 1819 News, and Tommy Tuberville's got, he's co-sponsoring a bill, I think a Marco Rubio bill, trying to ban transgenderism in the military. Well, whatever you think of that's fine, but kind of looking around and Googling around, and there's a lot of that. There's a lot of, like, celebration of this, like, you know, the something that's very foreign to American culture inside the military. It's not that I'm against any of that. It's just weird to see the Pentagon and the Army and then really highlight, you know, their diversity outreach. You only wonder is, like, with such a focus on all of that, where do we think military preparedness is? Is that suffering because the military seems like a grand social experiment these days?
And I don't necessarily disagree with what you just said. You know, if a person wants to be what a person wants to be, that is their business. I'm all your rights as an individual. What you do at your home behind those closed doors is your business. But I don't want to have to explain what you're trying to push on society to my grandchildren. That's where it gets offensive to me. So a lot of this wokeism where they're throwing money at the transgender recitals and the dances and all of this show stuff. Why? Why are we as taxpayers paying for that? You would think that companies that truly believed in it would do it themselves if that's the case. That's fine, but not taxpayers' money. Our money should be used for paying down debt and defending this country. We'll go after as much of it as we possibly can. We've got to identify it first, and a lot of it is painted over. A lot of it is mislabeled. But we'll pick it apart. We will find it sooner or later. It may not be through this cycle. It may take us a couple cycles. A couple of years. You know, it's impossible thinking it all one time. But we've got to start pulling that out. When you let a small fragment of a population drive how everything is dictated, you become a very weak society. Because, you know, America's is built on strength, it's built on hard work. We still are strong and we still got hard working people. But when we let soft people, and I'm not saying that particular segment is soft, but when we let people like AOC, And all she wants to do is people's feelings are being hurt. People's feelings are being hurt. Well, you're human. Your feelings are going to get hurt every day. It doesn't mean that we write laws and change society to keep you hurting your feelings. Grow up. Be an adult. You know, I get my feelings hurt. You know, I'm getting gray-headed. People begin to call me an old man. Okay.
Well,
all right.
All this stuff.
Do I have a law written to protect me?
Because all this, I mean, I don't want to go full-blown culture wars this morning, but I mean, all of this stuff, I'm getting to be an old man, but like, it just suddenly showed up. Like, we have we're putting such an emphasis on a lot of this, which is not necessarily against this, like I said, the subject matter, but the emphasis we're putting on this diversity in government throughout government. How much of the population is this really serving? How much of the population? It seems like a very small percentage of population that, you know, most people don't live these lifestyles that are kind of foreign to American culture. They just don't. It's just, you know what, maybe we'd be generous 10-15%. And you would think with the way the military is celebrating it that, you know, half the military was LGBTQ or something. And I just don't think that is true. It just seems like it showed up overnight, right? Like all of a sudden.
I agree, but they get 90% of the press time talking about them. Now let me say this. I think the gay community as a whole has been hijacked. I think so many of these subcultural, you know, the trans and all these things want to attach themselves onto that. I have friends that are gay. I have family that's gay. Again, if that's the way you want to be, that's between you and God. But so many of these subcultures are grabbing hold of that and riding their coattail. And it's sad to watch, and it's trying to change our society. And if you notice, they're targeting the kids when they're going through that change of life, you know, when it's that, because we all were messed up. I'm speaking as a young man from about the age of 13 to 21. I mean, you can't get a young man in his right mind, and they're. That's when the age they seem to be targeting with these crazy ideas that, you know, and they want to throw these numbers up. I mean, the rate we're going and the numbers that they keep quoting out, you know, we're all going to be transgender by the year 3000. I mean, it's just, I just don't believe all these statistics that come out. And I know you don't want to get into this on this show, but I just, you know, when you talk to the average person, they're too busy trying to make a living. They expect people like me to go up there and fight for this stuff, and I will. And the only way to do it up there is to start pulling the money from it. I've got some stuff I'm going to disclose, not on this topic, but I've got some money that we've discovered that's been being moved out of the federal government and backing some of these groups that I hope I'll be able to share in the next 6 or 7 months, but we've got to verify some stuff. But I think I have found hundreds of millions of dollars that are being moved out the back door. That's the kind of stuff that we are elected to go and find, and we are elected to stop. Then we can start paying our debt now. But where we just feel free throwing $40 or $60 million at a fault, or because somebody gets their feelings hurt, that is crazy. Welcome to life.
Well, I mean, you want the government to be kind of ambivalent about a lot of this stuff, but they seem to be pro the agenda. So, whatever. I am curious to see how this plays out.
Well, my phones will start lighting up, all the hate phone calls. None of us want the hate phone calls. I mean, that's only human nature. And we want to represent everybody as much as we can. It's impossible to represent everybody on every topic. But it gets a little scary sometimes, especially when you go after some of these groups. I mean, they want to label the Republican Party as being the hate groups. Well, oh boy, I got some I need to show you on the other side of the aisle. They really hate you, and we have to be cautious with that. But with that said, we're working hard on the appropriations to get some of this stuff cleaned up, and hopefully we'll have some stuff to share and show in the very near future.
Last question. We'll get you out of here on this, Congressman. The border, it looks like Speaker down there, looks, and this is true kind of throughout Capitol Hill, that Republicans really want to put an emphasis on this and just how out of control things are the way they have been developed under the Biden administration.
I have said it from the very beginning. The people coming across the border do worry me. But the thing that scares me to death is the drugs and the fentanyl and all the illegal drugs that are crossing. And we've got a problem on the northern border. Most people don't know that, but we've got them coming across Lake Erie up there in boats. It's becoming a north and a south issue as far as our borders. I talked to some defense guys last night. I was in Huntsville and we've got to take and start protecting our borders. You know, we do need to finish the wall. Label it any way you want to. I don't care if it's Trump's wall, Biden's wall. I don't care who wants to call it their wall. But let's finish it. Let's try to control the flow coming across the border as much as we can and push back on those drugs. But those drugs are killing this country. And, folks, I got news for you. We are just beginning to see the effects of those illegal drugs. We're just on the fringes of it. We have not seen the worst yet. And I'm sorry to say that, but it's the truth.
Congressman, we got to leave it there. You've been very kind to make time for us. Safe travels, and hopefully we can talk again soon.
Take care, Jeff. Have a great weekend. Happy Mardi Gras, everyone.
That was Congressman Jerry Carl there on the line. We got to get a break in here. We'll be right back. This is the Jeff Force Show on FM Talk 106.5.
Yeah, I was country.